fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. The tire guy that changed the tires. He was shocked. He couldn't believe it. All the tires, he put them on a tire machine. He broke the bead, you know, like taking it off the wheel. The tire came apart. The inner portion that stuck on the wheel fell apart. The thread portion was standing out. So the tire came out in three pieces. The only thing that was holding that tire together was the thin rubber layer inside of the tire. If that car hit a pothole, made a sharp turn or something, it would have blew the tire and flipped the car over. So please, folks, check the date on your tires. Tell your family, tell your friends, check the date on the tires. Okay? And I know a lot of people love that movie star, Paul Walker. He died in a brand new Porsche. But that Porsche tires was over 10 years old on a brand new Porsche. See, a lot of people look on the shelf and they see the new tires. They don't bother to look at the date. They just take it off the shelf and put it on the car. The manufacturers do that. They don't look at the date. But, you know, ladies, I think, you know, women would be better at that, checking tire dates before they assemble a car. Because, you know, when they go to the store to buy bread, they always squeeze the bread to feel how soft it is. If the bread was solid, they wouldn't buy it. Put it on a shelf and keep going. But men, they just grab it, put it in a basket and go. So that the men grab the tire off the shelf, put it on the car and go.
We also check the date too.
We also check the date on the bread too. And we get the one that has the most, the newest date.
Oh, I see. Well, but they need to check the date on the tire, folks. This is really critical because, you know, that movie star, Paul Walker, he was very well-liked. He died for no reason because of a silly thing of putting old tires on a brand-new Porsche. It's a waste of life. So please, spread the word. Let people know. Check the date on the tires. Is that included? Is it included in safety check? No. It's not one of the mandatory things to check for safety check. So why have safety check? Get rid of it. This car that had the four bad tires, it passed safety check 2 months ago. Anyway, I think it's about break time.
Okay, you're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be right back after this break.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, Sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob? Well, Rolling Bob, did you roll past the studio? Hello? Rolling Bob?
Yes.
Oh, you finally stopped.
You know, when you said, how you doing, you know I start talking. Then it's like when you call somebody and they hang up and you just keep talking for like 2 minutes. Then you go, hello, what do you think? And they go, what? There's nothing on the phone. Anyway, it's a gorgeous day out. And as usual, I was watching them work on a road in Waimanalo, and a year to put in left turn lanes down the center of the road. George, we got to get a contract. That's my life's mission now. I just want a contract for something from the city.
Be the mayor.
Oh, if only. But I was telling my friends, if I'm mayor, I'm giving everybody I know a job. I'm firing everybody, and I'm appointing all my friends as department heads.
Mm-hmm.
Then we stay in there 8 years, and then we retire. And we give it back and go, okay, it's all yours. Oh, my goodness. But anyway, my today's safety tip is, and ask this question when people call in. Why do people not use turn signals?
It's too strenuous.
I mean, no, I think about this. I see this all the time, and I'm thinking, you know, maybe I'm missing something. Like, is it the noise is annoying? You know, that, like, click, click, click. You're busy and you can't reach your hand up to flip the switch up and down.
Maybe they ran out of blinker fluid.
Oh, George never mentioned, Christy. You're brilliant. You're brilliant. From that's what I'm going to tell people from now on. You notice, I noticed you ran out of turn signal fluid. And they'll go, what? I go, because your turn signals don't work. Yeah, I'll probably get
that's a good one. That's a good one.
True. I'm going to remember that forever. And you know what? As I told my ex-wife, it's not going to get any better than this. So, as always, take care of your car. We'll see you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. Give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Anyway. They're repaving the streets. Yes, that's true. But it's a temporary fix, people. The layer they're putting down is too thin. It's going to form potholes, you know, overnight. If you want to see what it does, go drive by Honolulu Ford on Waikamilo. They just repaved that, and there's potholes again. You cannot pave a thin layer because it'll create potholes again. That's why the runways, the airport runways, is 20 inches thick. You can't have potholes when the planes land. It'll crash. So, in the old days, they used to put 4 inches of asphalt one time. Okay? Not one layer now, one layer next day. 4 inches, one shot. Thick. And then rolled it out. Now, that thick layer lasts a long, long time. I don't know. It's frustrating. A lot of the people I talk to, they're so frustrated. Instead of making noise, they want to move. And just to inform you about what's happening here, in the automotive industry, a lot of shops are closing and moving to the mainland. A lot. Last year, there was 6. This year, I know of 2 right off the bat that claim they're going to move come December. If you go check on the Big Island Hilo, there's only 3 auto repair shops. None in Hamakua. And the people on the Big Island have to wait a month and a half to get the cars repaired. That's just getting crazy. And to make it even worse, there was only 1 fabric upholstery supplier in Hawaii, and it was located in Mapunapuna. Keystone shut down last year, so now the upholstery shops don't have material to fix people's cars, the upholsteries, or boats, or restaurant seats. There's nothing. So I've talked to Ricky's Custom Upholstery, and he said, yeah, a lot of upholstery shops are shutting down. It's a domino effect. And whose fault is that? Go check. If you had a business, okay, let's say a restaurant, and the landowner doubles the lease rent on you, are you going to stay in business? No. If you pack up and take a look around, they're all jacking it up. You're going to say, the heck with this. It's not worth doing business. So you shut down and you leave. Well, the suppliers that were supplying that restaurant take a licking because that's one less customer. It's always going to be a domino effect. So, the politicians, I wish they're listening to that. It's all a domino effect. You raise taxes, the people can't afford it, they're going to leave. You cannot just keep raising taxes. It's like having, again, a restaurant. Oh, you don't have enough money. They raise the rent. So let's raise all the prices. Who's going to come and eat? Oh, business getting slow. Let's raise the prices again. It's going to get even slower. It's common sense. Oh, excuse me. Common sense passed away in the 60s. But that's what it is. It's so sad. Everything in the world is a domino effect. Korea, that young president, he has to wake up and smell a coffee. It's a domino effect. If he went out and made friends, the country would have more money because people would deal with him. I was told you get more bees with honey than with vinegar. And that's true. He wants to play all high and mighty. It's only going to affect his country. Every country today is dependent on each other. There's no such thing as a country to stand alone. No. But when are people going to wake up? Especially here in Hawaii. Everybody depend on everybody. So, as far as the rail is the big problem that's killing the people. And it starts with the seniors. It starts with the poor people. So, what the heck? Hawaii can go bankrupt. And it'll be drastic. Orange County years ago went bankrupt. But there was no biggie because people could drive off to the next county. Hawaii, you cannot just drive off to the California or someplace else. So it's doomed. I don't know. I can talk and talk and talk, and who does it? Nothing. Okay? So anyway, be careful on your tires. Look at the dates, please. I don't want you pop a tire and roll over and squash my nice car. Okay? So please check the date on the side of your tire. It's four numbers in an oval shape. It's four numbers. The first two numbers is the week. The second two numbers is the year. Okay? I don't know why they don't be honest and just put the year. 2005. You know? Easier. But anyway, before you buy tires, check the date. Just like the ladies, they check the bread, squeeze the bread. You can't squeeze the tire, so check the date on the tire before you put it on your car, okay? 6 years is the lifespan of tires. Okay, so if you have any questions, give us a call at 524-1080, okay? Now, a lot of the young people have boom boxes in their car. Okay, the boom box is loud. Speakers. You hear them. Boom, boom, boom going down the road. Okay, boom boxes might sound cool to them, but what it's doing to the body of the car is vibrating the metal. And when you vibrate metal, metal cracks. The car becomes a piece of junk. Boom boxes vibrate all the welds, joints, and everything on the car. And the car becomes a piece of junk. So there's a limit to boom, boom, boom. If you do it outside, boom, 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 that's fine. But do it in the car, it's not good. It breaks apart the car. Okay, so if your children have it, talk to them. Okay? So, again, if you have a question, give me a call. 524-1080. Okay? I think it's coming about break time again.
Okay, we're going to take a short break. This is Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
you're looking for a new car or a used car, I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And before I forget, I want to wish all the moms out there happy Mother's Day. You know, and you moms are so lucky because children are with you from the time they're created, the first 9 months. So they're closer to mom than to dad. So, happy Mother's Day. Check your oil, okay? At least once a month, check your motor oil. We came across one lady that we changed her motor oil, and there was only 2 quarts that drained out. 2 quarts of oil, including the filter. Okay? And she was wondering, what was that noise she was hearing? The car was running with no oil. Okay? So, be careful. Check your oil. The reason the new cars, like European cars, don't have a stick to check oil, it's because the manufacturers told me it's a waste of money to have the dipstick made for the engine because people don't use it. I'm finding that's true. So, anyway, who do we have?
We have Carrie from Kailua.
Who's that?
Carrie.
Who do we have?
We have Harry from Kailua.
Hi, Harry. Hello?
Hi. You know, do you have any politician that can help us? The thing is, you know, like, I'm so frustrated, like, I call, you know, and I cannot write to them. I mean, I will, but it's just that, you know, if you have somebody that would take an interest, like, there was one guy, the guy Marcos Oshiro. Mm-hmm. He said, I serve the people. And so I called his office. But then the girl gave me the third degree, and she hung up the phone. So I like, no, if you know anybody, because you take, like, recently I heard on the phone, on a radio, that they have all about 300 abandoned cars, and mostly military, and they don't know what to do with it. And, you know, rather than ask the military to for some space, take all the cars over there and dump them on the military property.
That's a good idea.
You know? But, you know, they don't think.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you know, let them pay the abandoned fee. It's the military subject. It's their responsibility to take care of all that.
That's right.
So, you don't know. I thought you were close to Donna Kim, or you have any other people you're close to that can talk to us?
You can try giving her a call.
You don't have any other people that you work with?
Carol Fukunaga.
Okay.
And Joy Manahem.
Okay. Because, you know, at least if someone would, you know, have someone in their office, I don't expect to talk to the person themselves, but at least someone that, you know, we can communicate with them.
Mm-hmm. I know your frustration because I've been there.
I know you're the type, too. You're not going to wait around long. You're just going to say, forget them.
That's right.
Okay, George.
Thank you.
Thanks, bud.
Aloha. Okay. Who we have next?
We have Bruce from Eva Beach.
Hi, Bruce.
George. Hey, George. Some years past, when Ben Caetano was running for mayor.
Governor, or mayor, yeah.
And him and Professor Papadopoulos,
yeah,
so forth, came out to Elima here in Eva Beach. And I asked that same statement question that you, question to them, Ben Caetano. And I asked the same question. I said, hey, what happens if the city goes bankrupt over this rail? And Ben Caetano kind of chuckled with the answer, because it was a legit question. He says, you will. And you're one of the first persons I heard since these past years gone bankruptcy, because I was keeping alert how many counties, and Orange County was one that came to my mind when I asked that question. Is that Orange County, Florida, or California?
California.
California, but there's an Orange County, Florida, too, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I think both of them went bankrupt.
Mm-hmm. They're orange.
Yeah. Well, and in Alabama, there's a couple counties in Georgia. Over these past couple of years, it went bankrupt. But it seems like they're not really paying too much attention to, you know, the legit questions about who's going to pay for it. Because if the county goes bankrupt, then that also messes with floating of the bonds and so forth.
That's right.
And that affects all those city county workers who have retired and are, mm-hmm, thinking about retiring too, correct?
Yes, but it doesn't affect the politician.
Mm-hmm. Well, I asked that same question when other city councilman that they kicked up. He comes on the air every now and then. Anyway, he was talking about the same thing. It's about usurping of powers, usurping of money. It's stealing our money to pay for their wants.
Mm-hmm.
When I asked this thing, they were badgering that professor for questions. He says, hey, you ran for mayor, you lost. How come you just shut up and give us our jobs? We need jobs. We need to get out here and work on our rail. And all these, then he says, it's all these military people and so forth, they're retired. it doesn't make any difference. That's a pension. It's not retired.
Mm-hmm.
I got a pension, but it's being diminished by raising a property tax,
mm-hmm.
raising of taxes here and there, service utility fees and so forth. You know, that's all. That just because you so-called, fictitiously, in my words, retired, doesn't mean that you're retired from working. You got to get out and continuously pay, get a second job, or make your business expand to make ends meet. Because the more money we make, the more money they take. They act like it's their money, our pensions.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they get up here and they politicize and so forth, they say we got to take. I heard you said take care of the elderly and so forth. Some of the elderly say, hey, we want this, we want the rail and so forth, but they're not really thinking about where they're going to get the money that they say they're running short on.
You know,
since
that rail.
Hmm?
On that rail, I found out there is not going to be any person on the rail, like a driver or security or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's no driver, security, or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
it's a perfect place for homeless.
Yes, yes.
They can just ride on there, nice, cool, air-conditioned.
And what they also for theft and robbery.
That's right. That's right.
It seems like they're not really thinking about it. Was that guy came here, that transportation officer came here when he first started kicking up Ray LaHood? Came here and says, yep, they got everything ready. Let's go for it. It was just pushing it through. And what was that Mufi Hanneman's slogan? If you can't purchase it and maintain it, something like that, you can't afford it.
You don't buy it.
Don't buy it. And that's what he ran on when he was going for governor.
Yeah, but he signed the bill
mm-hmm.
for the rail.
To get it, and that was for him thinking about he was going to get governorship.
Yeah.
Now we end up stuck with this bill. Here it is. Here it is now. They can't. They've been running short on money for the past couple of years, correct?
Yes.
And then they said, we're going to just stop at Middle Street, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Suppose they just stop it at Middle Street, or even if they go all the way down to Alamoana. What about maintaining it?
How are you going to maintain it?
There's money. There's a whole. That's right. There's a whole bunch of money that as it goes up, it needs to be maintained. And they're not even thinking about that. If they are, they're forgetting about it because they said this was a political move. We got salaries, and
mm-hmm.
and so what? If they were running money, or raise taxes, like this mayor's talking about raising property tax.
The mayor, when he ran for office, mm-hmm. He promised not to raise taxes.
Mm. A promise coming from a politician's lips is lies.
Mm-hmm. Well, look up the meaning of politician.
Yeah, what does that mean? Somebody told me that different. What does that mean, politician?
Go look it up.
I'm going. Yeah, I will.
And it fits.
Over the air.
Yeah, it fits.
Yeah, but okay. The property. I believe don't raise taxes on property tax. The rate's going to go up because the value of the house of homes out here, all around the island, went up. So I went on and got a jump on it back in January. I took the make sure what was the rate and times that my rate times the property value and divided by 1,000. So at least wise when the bill comes out in July, I might be a few dollars ahead, not running short, because you know either the rate's going to the rate stays the same, but the property value goes up.
They have to evaluate property differently.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I think it's all wrong, because if somebody sells their house for $3 million in your area,
mm-hmm.
your rates for your house will go up.
Mm.
Okay, I look at it as cars. Okay, collectible cars. Mm. If you have a Ferrari that's perfectly restored, perfect, and it comes in at an estimated $2 million, the one that's all rusty, is it worth $2 million?
Yeah.
Hell no. But that's how they do real estate.
Yeah.
They don't care if you got a dump. Because next door went up, yours goes up.
Yeah, that's right.
That's wrong already.
And what about all the seniors?
Yes.
Living in the property, that can't afford to go
and that's put right.
A lot of maintenance into their house, you know. They paid the 30-year mortgage off.
Well, Oregon doesn't have property tax to seniors. Mm. There's about 40 states that don't have property tax to seniors.
Right.
Hawaii, oh boy, they drill the seniors.
Okay, George, I'm glad you brought that up. If they do the same thing here as they do in Oregon, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. But when the money still continues to run short, where are they going to get the money?
See, Oregon. Oregon has racetracks. They have all different activities that bring money in.
Mm.
We don't have it.
No, I mean, the only thing they got it is from people who living off their pensions and people got businesses or jobs.
Yeah, but Hawaii has to use the beauty of Hawaii. Mm. Have to use that. To have trans backyard races, drag strip race. We don't have any racetrack on Oahu.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, bring activities here. And back in the 60s, they used to bring cars from the mainland to race over here and big crowds. Mm-hmm. The crowds, they pay tax. That's how you generate tax.
Mm-hmm.
Business.
My cousin told me in Detroit they had the Grand Prix up there even.
Oh, yeah, that's millions.
And it was that Detroit went under years ago. Now when they got the Grand Prix, it's now we're getting money put back into our community.
That's right. I was trying to do a Waikiki Grand Prix race.
I remember. Okay. Been following you.
And people just said, no, can't do that. You know that Waikiki Grand Prix race, that mm-hmm. one race, clear profit just from the race. Was $500 million for the state.
Mm.
Half a billion.
Hey, George, when you just said, I suppose one that who said they can't do it was a politician, correct?
No, it was the people.
It was the people. It's not that, you know, when I look at it like this, when somebody tells me you can't, it's not that I can't, it's just they don't want me to.
Well, there was one lady at the Waikiki Neighborhood Board that stood up and mm-hmm. said, what I was saying is true.
Mm-hmm.
She was from Long Beach. And she said, Long Beach has so much money from the Long Beach Grand Prix race.
Yeah. They don't want you to, George.
Well,
that's my thought.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All right, George.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
You have a great day.
I'll put the word politician, call you back again and ask you coincide next week.
All right.
All right, take care.
Aloha. Okay, I think it's a break time.
Okay, you're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be right back after this break.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I saved my...
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have?
We have Stephen from Kailua.
Hi, Stephen.
Hey, George. How's it?
Okay.
Okay, I was working with this owner yesterday. He was at his house talking, sorry, his neighbor is over there, and he said, look at his tires. He got these green caps on top, the stems.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, and they put nitrogen in the air and extends the life of the tire. What do you think about that? I never heard about that.
Okay, nitrogen was used, first of all, in race cars. Okay, racing... the poundage of the tire is very critical. If anybody did racing, they would know. It's hard. We had a hard time with tire pressure way back because of the heat would expand the air and raise the pressure. And nitrogen doesn't get affected by heat. So that's the best thing for race tires, not street tires. Yeah, it's a thing that's made for race tires. It does not save the tires in any way.
Okay.
That's all it is for.
Is it more explosive?
No.
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 Okay.
All right. It's all safe.
Right, it's safe. Guys, they're so happy that they bought electric cars, you know.
Oh, no. And, I don't recommend electric.
Yeah, remind the people what's the bad things about it.
Electric cars, electric cars is high EMF, electronic magnetic field. EMF, if you go look it up, is the highest cause of cancer. And the other thing on the electric cars, in an accident, it can pinch the power line and electrocute everybody to death.
Yep.
In a flood, it can electrocute you.
Yeah, what if you drive on a road and you're flooded, the car stalls? Will you get electrocuted?
That's right.
Get out of the car?
That's right.
Wow. Well, this is what the owner, he's a guy who never believed in ethanol, so I'm going to try to pull this around him and see what he says.
Just ask him to go see if any racing organization would allow electric cars. They don't.
Yeah.
It's safety.
All right.
Okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay. Who's next?
Okay, we have Rob from Kailua.
Hi, Rob. Hello. Rob. What happened? Rob, you're on the air. Okay, maybe he can call back.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, we have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, George. About 2 weeks ago, I was shocked to see one of my hubcaps missing. I thought, oh no, somebody stole it. How can they steal it? They didn't only took one. And I called Servco and they said that hubcaps are no longer metal. They're plastic.
Mm-hmm.
And there are clips that can break.
Mm-hmm.
If a number of them break, so maybe it flew off.
Yep.
Well, I went to a recycling yard, and the guy found the my model hubcaps, mm-hmm. and he was so nice to even replace the front one because it was apparent that the front one was damaged too,
mm-hmm.
and it's loose.
Mm-hmm.
So he put on two of them,
mm-hmm.
and then 2 weeks later, the one that was missing in the beginning, the backside, it's missing again.
When you park your car, if you rub against the curb, it'll damage the clips in the hubcap.
But why would the backside get...
when you're backing into a curb, it's the backside. You don't drive into the parking stall with the front.
Yeah, ever since I heard you sometime, I've been going in backwards.
You got to be careful when you park next to curbs, okay? Or when you cut the corners and make turns, you hop the curb, it does damage the wheel or the hubcap.
Yeah, but if I'm going on a scraping the curbside, wouldn't I hear it or wouldn't I see the damage on the hubcap?
Not on a plastic. It'll just pop it off.
Some damage. I damaged it a long time ago curbside, but it was still on.
Yeah, well, if it's new, it'll stay on. When it gets older, the plastic gets brittle.
And so, you know, my first thing was I don't want to pay $100 for if these things are going to keep coming off or whatever.
Then take them all off and leave them off.
Oh. The rain is not going to damage the...
No. The wheel cover is just aesthetics.
Oh, more so I don't want to pay for a new one then.
Yeah, take them all off.
And then does it have to, if I put on one, because people usually don't notice it. I didn't notice it. I don't know how long I didn't have a hubcap. My neighbors didn't notice it. And does it have to be the hubcap for that year car,
no.
That model?
No. No.
So how can you tell it'll fit?
You just ask for the size.
I wouldn't know the size. How do you look for the size?
You measure it.
Oh, the whole diameter.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
In all my life, I've never had a hubcap problem. So, turn me off.
You're getting old, my dear. And that's why you're rubbing against the curbs. You know, old days, they had those curb feelers, the little wire things that stick out. So when you come close to the curb, it goes ding, 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 ding.
Well, Surfco said, you know, because it's plastic and these...
It's expensive.
Yeah.
Don't buy it.
Yes.
Just take it all off.
Oh.
Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, who do we have now? Okay.
Yeah, that's
it. We ready?
No, that's it.
Okay. Okay, is that time again? And I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. And please, folks, check the date on your tires. I don't want people getting killed or hurt or even damaging my car. Okay? So be safe and check the date on the tires. And spread the word around and get rid of safety check. Okay? So take care of each other. Don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.